Hello there, Mama. My name is Deb, and I'm so excited to welcome you to a little preview of our new podcast here at Help Club for Moms called Homeschooling with Heaven, Partnering with Jesus in Your Homeschool. And we decided to start posting about homeschooling twice a month, alternating with Mom Tips Fridays. And because we have had so many people respond to our Homeschooling with Heaven conference that we're having in July, in Colorado Springs. It's July 12th through the 13th in Colorado Springs. And we decided there was such a need for this conference because it's going to be a very, very, very different conference. We're going to have an encounter time on Friday night where you go on a contemplative journey to different stations around the church and just meeting with the Lord and asking Him for wisdom and talking to Him about things. And then all day Saturday, we're going to have incredible instruction, encouragement from seasoned homeschool moms and moms also in the trenches, and then community time to talk about community and how important that is for yourself and your kids. And I hope you guys can come. There'll be a link in this podcast in the notes. You could go sign up. We only have 350 spots and the hotels fill up really fast here. So if you even think that you want to come, please get your ticket early and also reserve your hotel because we live in Colorado and honestly, it's one of the most beautiful places in summer. And you'll be coming here in the summer and it will be beautiful and it will fill up your soul. So I just wanted to tell you a little bit about that. But Homeschooling with Heaven is our podcast that we want to encourage moms to know that Jesus is with them in their homeschool and He will help them to homeschool and that they're not alone. And as a Christian mom, they have the Holy Spirit living inside of them. And I want to tell you guys also that at Help Club, we are for all moms, working moms, stay-at-home moms, single moms, moms who homeschool, moms who send their kids to school. Wherever you are in your life, we love you and we are here for you. And we actually are going to have a very special Spanish-speaking podcast because that's a project that the Lord has called us to, and that's going to be coming this summer. But just like the Spanish-speaking podcast, the Lord has called us to minister to homeschool moms too. And so we're excited about it. So today what I'm going to do is I'm going to share a very special broadcast that is coming from this brand new course that I'm creating. We're starting our own course platform and be on the lookout for that. And the first course that is going up there is called Homeschooling by Faith, 21-Day Devotional Journey for Christian Moms. And you guys are going to love it. It's short, little 5, 10, 15 minute videos. They all vary. And it's different concepts with scriptures. I talk about scriptures. We pray for you. It's a lot like what we do here at the Help Club and the podcast when we read the podcast, but this is just for different topics in your homeschool. And that course will be done in the next few weeks. So stay tuned. We'll be launching that and you can get this course on our new course platform. But I'm going to share a little preview with you today. I made a video for the course and it's all about time management. I mean, guys, time management is so important. And this one's called Mastering Time, Practical Strategies for Busy Homeschool Moms. So I'm going to be sharing that today with you. And so without further ado, I'll be sharing that with you, but I'm going to pray for you today. Lord, thank you so much for my dear friend who is listening today, whether she homeschools or if she's thinking about homeschooling or if she doesn't homeschool. I just pray you'll bless her, God, and help her to glean something about time management from today's broadcast. And just bless her. Bless her when she wakes up in the morning. Bless her when she goes to bed. Bless her with her kids. Lord, help her to sense your love. Give her that cloud by day and that fire by night of your presence. And Lord, just let her know you love her so much. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. I love you. I'm praying for you. And don't forget, in April, we have a brand new course that's coming for free to our mother and kids subscribers called How to Walk in Your Spiritual Inheritance. And it's going to be incredible. So you're not going to want to miss that. So without further ado, here is the broadcast. Love you. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Hi, it's Deb. I'm so happy to be here with you guys for today's devotional. Today, we're going to talk about time management, and it's called Mastering Time, Practical Solutions for Busy Homeschool Moms. And sweet mom, your time is so valuable. What you do in your home with your children, if you're married, how you love your husband, how you spend time with the Lord, how you make time for friends, all of these things are so much to your day. And adding homeschool in your day, it makes for a busy day. It makes for a busy week, a busy month, a busy life. And knowing how to manage your time will really help you to get more done. And it'll really help you to feel more victorious. And so I'm going to talk to you about this today, but I'm going to read two of my favorite scriptures. And when we were homeschooling our children, my husband and I would pray together and we would pray these scriptures because I wanted to remember how short my time was on this earth. And so I want to share these with you today. The first one is Psalm 90, verse 12. And it says, "Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." And the next one is Psalm 39, verse 4. And it says, "Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life." And guys, your life is so short on this earth, and we cannot afford to live lives without the Holy Spirit directing us and guiding us. And see, that's the beauty part about your homeschooling with heaven, homeschooling by faith, is that as a Christ follower, you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. So you're not alone trying to homeschool your kids. You're not alone trying to do time management. And so I want to talk to you about that today, just some practical ideas and some little steps that'll help you with your time management. But before I do, I need to tell you that the enemy wants to steal your time. And you need to know that he'll do it in minutes, or he'll do it in long segments, or he'll do it where you just are so tired or aggravated or sad or depressed or mad at yourself for blowing up the kids that you'll just want to sit back and just veg out when you could have been talking to God or praying with your husband if he prays with you, or thinking about tomorrow and how you're going to have a better day tomorrow, right? The enemy just wants us to check out, and he's really good at stealing our time. So, but you need to know that he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. And so you don't have to worry about this because God is going to help you. Okay. But we have to listen to God. So I'm going to go down a few little things that helped me whenever I was a young homeschooling mom. Now, when I talk about a schedule, or you guys, a homeschooling plan or time management, I am not talking about a rigid schedule, because nothing will choke the life out of you and your children like a rigid schedule. Please don't do that to them. I want to talk about a routine, a rhythm, something that makes allowances if your children are sick and it doesn't just blow your whole day up, or if you want to have a friend over to play, or you get a phone call from your mother-in-law that really needs to talk to you. You know, we need to remember that homeschooling is a marathon and it's not a sprint. And so if you create a rhythm in your life versus a rigid schedule, when things kind of go off kilter a little bit, which they will, you'll be okay about it. You won't be so frustrated. Because I remember I would try to live by a really strict schedule, but I couldn't do it. And I would get frustrated and I would get mad at my kids because we're not going fast enough. And I had to release control to God. And that is the first thing I want to say, is release control to God. And I'm actually going to pray right now. Lord, I pray even at the beginning of this video that my friend will release all of her stress to you, that she will learn something today that she'll remember for the rest of her life, and that you'll teach her how to have Holy Spirit-centered time management. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so I have some tips for you. So I have included in this course a wonderful little printable, and it's a weekly plan. And I know it's paper, but paper is good, you guys. Paper, you can sit down with paper and you can look at your whole week. You can look at all the details. But what I did whenever our children were growing up is I would sit down on Sunday afternoon and I would plan out my week for the next week. So if I had a master calendar for the month, I would have these for the week so that I could put it on my fridge. And I would always put in first things first, right? I put in where I was going to spend my time with the Lord. And then I would put in some time for exercise, and I would put in my meals, like what I'm going to plan for my meals that week. And I would actually write my ingredients down on the back. And now you could just take a picture of it when you're on your way to the store. But I would write down my meals and where I can use leftovers, and or if we're going to go out or things like that. And then I would write in, of course, my homeschooling time, and I would write in my time with my husband. I'll tell you more about that later with husbands and marriage. I would write down times where I would want to spend some one-on-one time with my children, things like that. But I tell you what, if you write down your rhythm for the week, and it's just things that you usually do every week, things that you feel like the Lord has led you to. And if you've never done this, then it's so good to sit down with the Lord, get away somewhere, maybe to a coffee shop, or maybe when your kids are napping, you can just pour yourself a cup of tea and sit down and say, okay, God, and this is important, you guys, give me your wisdom for my homeschooling schedule. What do you want it to look like, Lord? You tell me what you want it to look like. And he'll tell you. He will tell you guys, and you will be so happy. And so when you do that with the Lord, you write in all of your things that you need to do, and you'll put it in here. And it's really cool because you can see at a glance where you're spending time with homeschooling, where you're spending time for friends. And you'll notice on your schedule, if you haven't had any playtime for your children with their friends, that'll show up. And maybe that's a cue to start putting in some playtime. We want our kids to love homeschooling, right? And so they need time with friends. And anyway, this is just a wonderful tool. And then I have another thing to show you, and it's called my Daily Six. And it's another printable that you can print out. And you can print out one of these a week, and it only goes Monday through Friday, but you're going to write down before you go to bed at night or first thing in the morning, your top six things that you need to do that day. And it's so helpful, you guys. And then you can cross them off when you get done with them. But having this, you can even staple these two together if you want to, or you could put your weekly plan up on your refrigerator so everybody can see it. But the Daily Six, they have done studies that people who make a list every day, they make more money, they are more successful than people that don't make lists, they don't plan out their day, people that don't plan. What I love Mary Kay, she's so amazing. And she used to say, most people don't plan to fail, they just fail to plan. And I think that planning is important. And so taking some time before you go to bed, and I always wrote my devotional time was number one on my list. And I also did exercise, and I would put that down, and then I would put homeschooling and, you know, prepare dinner and, you know, make phone calls or whatever it was. But it was just my top six things. And I do want to share something with you guys that I think is really a cool idea. It's called the Hour of Power. And I think I heard it from Tony Robbins or some success coach somewhere, but he said that, and I know an hour probably sounds like a long time. Okay. I totally get that. And I think that the best way to do it, you could either do it in segments throughout your day, like 3 20-minute segments, or you could do it all in the morning. If you're an early riser like me, you can do it in the morning. Or if you're a late night person, you stay up late at night, you can do it at night. But the Hour of Power is 20 minutes spending with the Lord. That's what I say. Tony, I think, said something different, but he said prayer and meditating. But I say 20 minutes spending time with the Lord, 20 minutes exercising. You could just get a treadmill or go walking around the block or something. You need to take care of your body, ladies. And 20 minutes of reading something or listening to something. And so this would be like part of your 20 minutes of teaching yourself something or encouraging your heart, right? What does the Bible say? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we need to be hearing things that are encouraging, hearing things that increase our faith, like these teaching videos that are in this kit, this course. And so I just want to leave you guys with that, to think about your hour of power, plan your day the night before or the morning of, write out everything you need to do. And also, you know what else you could do if you're feeling stressed about your schedule? You can do a brain dump. A brain dump is a fantastic thing to do. Write down every single thing that you need to get done. Pray about it first. Lord, what do I really need to get done? And what can I just not do, right? We need to learn how to say no as homeschooling moms. You need to guard your time with your family, guard your schedule when you're homeschooling. I mean, don't be rigid about it to where you don't just, you know, sometimes you just gotta let it go and go on a field trip or do something fun or invite a friend over or just sit and have tea with your kids and have so much fun, right? I mean, it's a marathon. Do what brings you joy, right? So anyway, I just think that it's important that you keep listening to things that fill up your heart with joy, and just say no when you need to, and just know that the Lord is with you and he's going to help you. So I'm going to pray for you. Lord, thank you for my friend watching this video or listening to the podcast. I pray that you will bless her homeschool, give her excellent time management skills, help her to follow your lead, to keep in step with the Holy Spirit that lives inside of her as a Christ follower. And Holy Spirit, teach her and help her to remember, when we ask for wisdom, you will give it to us.
So Lord, give her the wisdom that she needs and bless her. Give her a great day, Lord. If she's homeschooling, give her a great day. Send your angels to help her in her homeschooling, guard her in all of her ways. Open her children's minds to learn what it is you want them to learn. Help them not to fuss if they fuss with each other. Bless her marriage if she's married. Help her to keep her heart and mind focused on you and to know that she can do it. She can homeschool and she's doing great because you're with her and you're so proud of her. Bless her in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, guys, don't forget to print out your two printables and get this as your challenge for today or sometime this week to do your weekly plan sheet and to print off the daily six and start using it. Thanks for being here. Be sure to tell your friends about the course. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed today's Homeschooling with Heaven preview. Don't forget to join us on Monday, March 25th for our amazing broadcast with Steve Lambert. It is the official kickoff for our Homeschooling with Heaven broadcasting. And Steve is an amazing man of God who founded Five in a Row Ministries. And I remember meeting him when our children were really little. And I heard him speak at the Christian Homeschoolers of Colorado conference. And he honestly changed my thinking about homeschooling. And I'm so glad he did, because for the rest of our homeschool, we read out loud to our children with all of his ideas. And he really empowers you as a homeschooling mom to know that you can do it. So I hope that you'll join me 9 a.m. on Facebook, on the Help Club for Moms Facebook page, or if you're a member of our online group. If you're not, be sure to join. There's around 9,000 women in that group, and we will be showing that broadcast at 9 a.m. Monday, March 25th, Mountain Time. We hope to see you there. Bye.